Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and some like it hot. There ain't no mo, but if you love New York, New York, then order a fat ham, go into the woods between Riverside and Crazy, and throw a parade. Sure, you'll see the sign in Sidney Brunstein's window, but it's just a doll's house. It's not Camelot, but in Leopoldstadt, it's just the cost of living. Joining us today are the usual top dog underdogs and Juliet, including Kevin Aw Shucked Jaeger.
Oh, I love that. Well done right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Kimberly, our Akimbo game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour, which has a different meaning now, I guess.
I suppose. You've also just been waiting to use that for me.
Yes, 100%.
Too easy.
And with us today are three people you've probably spent way too much time listening to over the past few years. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to the show.
The show.
What's
show? Us. Oh, us. Hi, guys.
Hi, us. Yeah, it's us. We're catching up. You know, this is episode 2 of season 5, and we are just plowing through. We've got some really good episodes coming up for you. We hope you enjoyed the last one. But I think it's time to, like, catch up with us a little bit. But before season 5, baby. See, you know what they mean. You know, season 5, go for
season
a dive.
Five, year 7.
Yeah. Yeah, because season 1 was 5 years or whatever. Yeah, whatever it was. But before we start with anything, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you two drinking?
Yeah,
oh, you're not drinking.
Right. What are we drinking? I'll start. I have some tequila. My ice melted, so now it's just tequila neat, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. I'm drinking water because I am drinking water right now.
I am 8 months pregnant with a diet Dr. Pepper.
Like you do.
You're pregnant with Dr. Pepper?
I am pregnant with Dr. Pepper, yes. This child will be Mini Pepper.
Wow.
He is the prophesized doctor of peppers.
Does anyone wait? What's your favorite kind of pepper? Let's start with the tough questions. Do you favorite types of peppers?
Roni.
Winner. Great answer. Great answer. So let's see if it's on the board. Number one answer. We've been very into shishito peppers lately, like blistering them.
Those are good.
Oh, I literally could not wrap my mind that you were asking anything other than like a pepper you could grind in the pepper grinder.
You're like pink peppercorns?
Like Himalayan rock salt.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Pepper,
well,
specific pepper?
All three peppers. Of us had very different answers, and I love that. And that's why this podcast has worked for 100
years.
We're
all very different.
100 years. Well,
you know, season 5 is usually where crazy stuff happens. Like, is this the season where one of us is killed off?
Wow. It could be. Who knows?
Do you kill people off on like regular podcasts?
No.
Okay. No.
That's not like a tactic we use.
Ones. No.
But yeah. what if we kill me off and then like the whole season 6 is like, you know, they did like the Who Shot JR?
Right.
Or like the who shot like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons.
Right.
Like, what if it's we go through all of our gifts to figure out who shot me?
Interesting. That's like the theme of the season. Like, who killed Kevin?
Season six, yeah.
Oh, of season six. Well, you'll have to die in this season's finale.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Things get shaken up. So, like, that's where I'm going to die at the end of season five.
I mean, this is season five of Cheers is when Shelley Long left. So she was in season five, and then season six was Kristen.
Oh, they killed her off. That's right.
Christy Alley as Rebecca. She was in 6 through 11. Wait, what, Kimberly?
I don't know who JR is or who Mr. Burns is, and I have never seen Cheers.
Great.
So I'm just
great.
So
glad you're following the conversation really well.
Himalayan Rock.
I can let you know that The Simple Life got canceled after 5 seasons.
Well, that's a great example.
A huge one.
From today's quick Google of Nicole Richie.
See, they killed off both their careers in 2005.
I don't think they had to worry about that. Yeah.
No, I think they were okay.
But cool. We there's a lot to talk about, but I guess like let's just start with what have you seen recently? What have you seen?
I went and saw Fat Ham.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did. I got to see Fat Ham on the Broadway.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really fun. It's a really I didn't know what to. I had literally no idea what I was walking into. Like, I not even like a one sentence synopsis. I just went in like completely blind. I was like, "Fat Ham." So this is about a pig, or it's about like a luau, or it's about like I don't know. Let's do this.
It is a barbecue.
So it is a backyard barbecue, of sorts. It's basically so the story is a modernization, like a modern retelling of Hamlet.
Okay.
And so what's happening is it is a black family's barbecue in their backyard for after the funeral of like the patriarch of the family.
Mm.
Oh.
And the uncle has married the mom and moved in. And so it's like I think the character is non-binary, or else it's just a black queer character. That's who the Hamlet character is.
Mm-hmm.
And they make fun of him a lot for his weight, which is where the Fat Ham comes in.
Sure.
Oh.
It was really interesting. It was really fascinating to take the like emotional and like political intrigue of Hamlet and to like juxtapose it onto like contemporary like black American culture and like living. So that was a really interesting concept to take. And
cool,
they did some really there. I love a show that has some surprise stage magic.
Oh, like, yeah,
when the ghost appeared, there were a couple moments where it was like, oh, you thought that was a set piece for 10 minutes, but there's been a dude in there. I love those kind of moments where you're like, wait a minute, that thing just turned around. That girl's been sitting up there for 12 minutes. Like,
that's amazing.
I love that kind of stuff. So it definitely had, if you love those kind of moments.
if you love The Cursed Child, you're going to love Fat Ham.
I don't think this is a show for like magician fans, but like if you're in a show, like an audience and like that kind of thing happens, like a chair turns around and there's a dude that's been obviously preset there for 7 minutes.
Sure.
Who like somehow didn't move. Like, and you sit in the audience and go, yes.
Well, I will say, one of my top 10 all-time experiences seeing a show is at the West Side Theater, seeing that magician with Kevin. Because the whole night, Kevin was gasping, like, I can't believe he just did that.
I was that guy's favorite audience member of all time.
Kevin.
Did you go on stage, Kevin? Were you called up?
He had me do something from the audience, I think.
Oh, yeah, because it was something with the IDs or something.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh, he had a funny name.
Yeah, like Strava or something like that.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
is he there? He's been reset this whole show?
Vitaly.
Oh, Vitaly. Is that a magnet?
It is a magnet I got from when I worked at the sugar organization.
Oh. He liked his magic so much, you bought his magnet.
It is one of my pride possessions. They had this, and they're like, nobody wants this. And I was like, au contraire.
Vitaly. Oh, man, that was a fun night. So basically, if you like Vitaly, go see Fat Ham.
Absolutely. Those shows are completely the same.
And then I know you also saw Sweeney Todd, which we did on the Patreon. So check that out. But your that was a thumbs up from you, as I remember.
Super Gorge, definitely worth seeing.
Cool. Kimberly, what about you? Or Kevin, did you have something else?
I believe that's all I've seen that I can recall.
I saw Parade.
Oh yeah,
how was it?
So good. They did it, guys. They revived Parade.
Kevin loved. I mean,
they Ted did loves it, Parade. Guys.
Literally, that Jay, as like the overture starts, Jay just goes, "They did it. Revived Parade.
They revived Parade."
Hashtag. It was us. The hashtag revived Parade.
We did it, guys.
We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it. thumbs up. Great.
Oh, it's fantastic. Kevin, have you noticed, going back to the Broadways these days, does it just feel a little more crowded?
Yes. And I don't know if that's just our...
It felt so crowded.
It feels very crowded, and the seats feel smaller than ever. Like, you feel like you're on top of each other.
Interesting.
Yeah, at least, like, once I was sitting down, it felt fine. But, like, Jay and I were both like, did they oversell the standing room? Does no one know how to stand in line anymore? Like,
do you think it's because
little bit like no one knows how to like stand in line for the bar anymore? In a way,
I also will say though, like in a post COVID world, like pre COVID, I feel like people bumped into people and were like closer to each other on the streets and the subways, and like I feel like people don't do that as much anymore. So maybe we're just not as used to like how close and how many people there were.
Yeah. And maybe it's just like we're not used to being in a crowd, so no one's like as agile as we used to be.
Sure.
Also, like the line for the, I don't know, it was a lot. And like I'm pregnant, so I had to go to the bathroom, obviously, in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I really like, there's another pregnant lady in line too. And we were just like, how big do we have to be to go skip ahead? I feel like I should have been able to skip the line, but
sure. No. Alas.
And then I got a $10 Diet Coke and went back to my seat.
Sounds great. I mean, it sounds delicious, not necessarily great.
I don't know why. Like, I got out of the bathroom and it dawned on me that I could just get a Diet Coke.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, I wish I could like go get a beverage. And I was like,
oh,
they basically have fountain soda.
Yeah, totally.
Just get a Diet Coke. I did. That was a highlight, drinking a Diet Coke during the second
at episode. Parade. Well, and you like the production, the performances, like the direction?
Stellar. The direction is wonderful. There's some very cool moments, but it's also not like, there are some very cool things and very cool moments that happen, but you are also just like, they're telling the story.
Sure.
Like, there's nothing that takes you out of it. There's nothing that, there are a few moments that are like, oh, wow, that was a cool directorial choice. But you're not really like seeing the director the whole time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like some shows are like, oh, well, we revived it. And so everyone's in white. And then they'll all pull a chair down at the same time.
Sure.
And then you can just see the hands of like who revived the show.
Yeah.
And the show felt very much just like, we're telling a story.
Cool.
Which Good. I loved. Yeah.
So I have a question for you all.
Yes.
So I want to buy tickets for myself and Jamie to go see something for my birthday. Now, yes. I haven't seen anything. I have things that I want to see and I have ideas, but like, what do I see? I have one show that I can see realistically.
What have you seen this season?
I don't think anything.
All right, Kimberly, you get two choices, and I get two choices.
And then we'll battle it out?
Or we just give it to Brian and then he just has to choose from the four and eventually see them.
Well, can I tell you what's on my like wish list?
No. Let's see who gets if we get them on your wish list.
I'm so sorry. You're right.
I don't know. I got bossy. I thought that would be fun.
No, I think you're right.
Agree. No. Because that would influence our decision. Right, Kimberly, we'll
ping pong back and forth.
Well, Kimberly Akimbo.
All right, that's your first one. Give him a sentence why.
Just a lovely night at the theater.
I 100% agree. Everything about it is just like, God, I love the theater.
Yes.
I love all these people. I just feel warm and mushy and lovely. And it's also like, super talented.
There's also a little stage magic-iness.
There is, which I love.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great, great.
And Victoria Clark and Bonnie Milligan in the show are incredible. Yes. I love it. And all the newcomers in that show are fucking... They're fucking great.
Yeah.
We're in season five. Things are going crazy. I might die. Yeah, I'd say fuck if I want to.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so that's Kimberly Kimbo's your first one.
Yes. What's your first one?
Okay. My first one that you should see is Sweeney Todd. I won't say much because if you want to hear my full thoughts, you can check out on the Patreon. But I will say it's amazing to see a Sondheim production fully done, full costume sets, full ensemble, full orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a production, and it is 100% worth seeing from all angles.
Okay.
All right.
Kimberly.
My second choice will be Parade, because they did it.
They revived Parade.
But you're coming in for your birthday. So the caveat of seeing Parade is that you'll cry the whole time.
Do you feel like the person, I almost said female, but who knows who they are, who runs the like Revive Parade Twitter had like a serious like evening where they just kind of drank wine and lit candles and were like,
revive that Twitter account? Because they went for a while. I'm going to look it up.
That would be exciting if they kind of were just like,
I don't even know where Twitter is on my phone anymore. There it is.
The work is done. The work is done. They just delete it.
They just like took a bow in their living room.
Yeah, in their own house.
The work is done. Okay.
No, they haven't tweeted Revive Parade since 2016.
They gave up hope. It was just, you had to hold on.
They gave up.
You had to hold on through a pandemic.
It was like once a week till December 2016.
The other show that I think that Brian should see this season is... Why is my mind blanking on what shows there are?
I don't know.
Don't tell me. I think that you should go see Shucked because Kevin Cahoon is a doll, and because then you can tell me what it's about.
Interesting.
You can tell us both what it's about. And it seems to be like a laugh a minute kind of show, which is up your alley.
Right. I was going to say, this is very much like yours. I would feel like your like wheelhouse of musical theater. And so this might be very much, not like the plot line, but you know what I mean, the style.
Yeah. So this doesn't help me at all because those were all in my choices. The only one you missed that I would still consider seeing is also Anne Juliet. But
I still haven't seen that. That's on my
I haven't seen it either, but I've heard it's super fun.
Yeah. So
I have a whole list of things I should see before Baby. Which is everything, because they're probably.
Yeah. I was like, they revived Baby.
Oh, I listened through Baby on the train the other day. That was tough.
Good idea, probably, but also bad idea at the same time.
Yeah, it was a great idea, but I was crying.
Time. Because this is my thought.
Yeah, well, what
I'd like to
want to see.
Yeah, I mean that's also true. The two things the one thing I really want to see is The Shark is Broken, but that's not till July. And then I want to see Grey House, but I think that opens that week.
So oh, I'm seeing that soon.
I'm very jealous.
I'm seeing that on May 9th. Is that the horror play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm seeing that on May 9th.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited.
Parade, I want to see because, like you said, they revived Parade. I'd like to see it. Sweeney Todd, I want to see, but now I'm thinking I'm bumping Sweeney down lower because I've seen it. And I think I'm more interested in, I think what's coming to the top is actually Kimberly Akimbo. I kind of want a nice night at the theater, but a new piece.
Yes. It's a new story. It's new songs. Hold on. My freezer door is open and I need to go close it.
The script is like, ghost? The script is like contemporary in the best way possible. Mm-hmm, it is. It's one of those plays and those shows where like you feel so many emotions throughout the evening, but not extremely. Like it's not a show where it's like someone's viciously attacked and so you're like super concerned. It's more just like, it's like a very sobbing. Emotionally complex show. So you're laughing and then you're like, you never really saw. I mean, there are moments where you could, that people were crying, but like, it's more just one of those like, you know, like, and I know you love these things, like the complicated like storylines in movies too, where it's like, you're like, it's like a happy through the pain kind of. It's very like an indie, it's like, film.
It's musical. Like indie slice of life with a high concept. It's like slice of life, high concept. Yeah.
100% because you can't like because of the circumstances, there's not like a super happy ending, but there is like a very happy ending. And you, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just when you smile through the pain, but like, it's a, like, it's a dark comedy kind of a thing.
Hopeful.
Yes.
All right. I think I'm going to buy tickets to Kimberly Akimbo. I think that's the decision. And then this summer I'll come back. I want to see Grey House, depending on how Kevin liked it. I really want to see Grey House. And I want to see,
like it.
I know, The Shark is Broken. And Shucked to me is a really fun, I do want to see Shucked just to laugh. But like, Shucked is one of the shows that I'm not going to like come up to see. Like, Shucked would be a perfect like Tuesday night show if I still lived in the city and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But alas, poor York. Cool. Like Kimberly Akimbo. Check. Awesome. Cool. Well, you know, a lot of the things that I mentioned were nominated for Tonys.
Right, Kevin?
I'm the worst Broadway person. I heard they came out today, but I did not check the nominations yet.
So context, we're recording this on May 2nd. The Tony nominations came out this morning. So you don't know any of them, Kevin?
No, I thought they came out last week because I read an article that was like a predictions article.
But Kevin, that's even worse that you thought they came out last week and you didn't look.
Right. So then I thought they came out last week. So I read this prediction article and talked about it at work and felt stupid when people were like, no. And then I didn't look this week. So it's just, it's bad. I didn't look.
All right. Kimberly, how are we doing this? Should I ask if you want to play a game or should I do a stupid segue into Kevin's Corner?
Both.
Sure. Do you want to play Kevin's Corner? I literally blanked. My segue into that is the worst one possible.
You know where else we can blank?
You know where else? You know where else that we can find out about the Tony nominations?
Where?
Tuesdays in a game with Kimberly.
It's Kimberly's Kevin's Corner.
I love that I lost my corner because I didn't check the Tony noms.
It's the K Corner.
Now it's like the school corner. Like,
yeah, now you're in trouble.
Well, I'll just combine it because now I'm going to play a game of Kevin. Who do you think is nominated?
Yay!
Where should we start?
Let's start with Best Musical. Were you not going to say that?
What were you going to say?
No, I was. I was going to say start with the top and go down through the big five or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the top is Best Play.
Okay.
Would you like to take a guess? I'm not sure.
All right, I'm guessing Best Play. Best Play definitely has Leopoldstadt.
Correct.
It definitely has the Sydney window with...
That is technically a revival.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's in the revival category.
Fat Ham.
Yes.
And I don't know the other two.
Whatever you do, don't listen to my intro again.
Oh, that's right. You had him in the intro. Leopold Stott, Fat Ham. I don't know. Are there two others?
Three.
Ain't No Mo, Between Riverside and Crazy, and Cost of Living.
Yep, all of those.
Okay, best musicale.
Great. Best new musicale, Kimberly Akimbo.
You need to give him hints.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I know I appreciate the number, but that's
helpful. Well, one for each Broadwasted season.
Right. All right, Kimberly Akimbo, Shucked.
Correct.
And Juliet.
Correct.
So what else is the new musical this year? The Neil Diamond Show?
No.
Oh.
Was that this season?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It got, like, almost totally shut out, if I think.
Did K-pop get nominated?
No.
I'm just trying to think of new shows at this point. The Kimberly Kimbo, Shucked. Oh, is Some Like It Hot a revival, or is that new?
New.
It's new. New.
Some Like It Hot. And then, is it Dancing or New York, New York?
Yeah, New York, New York.
New York,
New York. New York, New York. Got it. We're giving a nod to Fred Kander or Ted Ebb or Fred Ebb.
Yes. And Lynn.
Big nod. Great.
Okay. Revival of a play.
The Sidney Brewstein's Window.
Yes.
Yep.
Other revivals of the plays that were big. Oh, probably A Doll's House.
Yes.
I'm like, what celebrities were on Broadway this season?
Yes, that's an excellent question to ask.
Yeah.
Oh God, what was Piano Lesson or?
Yeah.
The Piano Lesson.
Death of a Salesman, was that this season?
No, it was, but that's a snub.
What?
Ouch.
Well, that was
so,
left
like,
off.
I haven't really looked into like who was snubbed, so this is also a revelation for me.
Yeah. Brian that didn't get nominated. Not a snub, but left off the list.
Yeah.
I don't know what other play. I don't know. That's all I got.
Top Dog Underdog.
Oh, yeah. They should know that one.
Okay. Revival of a musical.
Parade.
Yeah. Heard of it.
Right.
Sweeney Todd.
Wait. Sweeney Todd.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Into the Woods.
Correct.
Act 1 and 2. And
Just Junior.
Just Junior.
It's a middle school production from New Jersey. It's not the revival I'm thinking of.
This sounds so catty. Did they nominate Camelot?
They did.
Yes.
So is it those four?
Yes.
Those four.
And
I think I would like to see Camelot. I keep forgetting about it, but I would like to see it.
What makes me want to see it is it's Lincoln Center. Like just the orchestra and like
to go to the Beaumont. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I'm sure it sounds beautiful and looks beautiful.
Sure it's beautiful. Yeah. Okay.
Everything is beautiful.
Kevin, can you name the 1, 2, 3, the 4? Can you name the 4 musicals that were totally shut out completely?
This season?
Yeah.
The Neil Simon musical? The Neil Diamond musical?
Yeah. Beautiful Noise.
So Beautiful Noise was totally shut out.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one earlier.
Oh, Dancing?
Correct.
Oh. I keep forgetting it's a musical because I just keep it's Dancing.
And I'm missing 2 more. One's a revival, 1 is new.
Oh, Funny Girl?
No, that was last year.
Last year.
Great.
One's a revival?
One's a revival, 1's new.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One was considered bad.
Oh, Bad Cinderella.
Revival.
Yes.
Oh, how terrible that I did not even think about it.
Yeah. And then the other one.
It never crossed my mind. it wouldn't be anything other than it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
And one's a revival?
One's a revival that is not that closed, and they tried to do something unique and different with the original concept.
Carolina Change?
No.
That was last season.
That was like two seasons ago at this point.
Try to do something different with the concept of a show.
We did it on the podcast. We did the movie musical of it on the podcast.
We are bad theater people.
It's like what Hamilton, but it's not.
Oh, Lion 1776.
King? Yeah.
Oh, the all
the female. The Lion King?
Lion King? Oh, I thought you said Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. Hamilton, not Hamlet. Right.
My mom saw the revival in Philadelphia, the tour. She loved it.
Oh,
yeah. With her GAR friends.
Beautiful. Cool.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's that. Back to you, Kimberly. All
right, what else you got?
Back to me. Well, would you like to go through book and score? Or do you want to go to actor?
Let's do actor.
Okay. But score is where we get one nomination from, nominations from two musicals that were not nominated for Best Musical.
Max Vernon.
That are closed, both of them.
Max Vernon.
Correct, for K-pop.
And Best Score that closed?
Yep.
I don't know.
Almost Still Running.
Oh, Almost Famous?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Is that Jason Robert Brown?
No, Tom Kitt.
Tom Kitt. Ah, yes. Uh-huh.
Ah, yes.
And so the other ones are Akimbo, Shucked, and Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
Best performance by a
leading actor. Do book.
Do book?
Yeah.
A book of a musical that... Okay. Do book.
Shucked.
Uh-huh.
Same ones.
New York.
People, the ones that are nominated for Best Musical.
Oh, so it's the same ones as musicals, so you don't have to guess them. But one was left off that people really thought was going to get nominated because there's a big name behind it. Do you know, Kimberly?
Because there's a big name behind a book of a musical?
Mm-hmm.
Neil Diamond?
New?
No. It's not new. It's a revival, but it was eligible for new book.
Oh, you mean Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin for Camelot.
Yeah, read the reviews, folks. Oh. I'm not going to say anything, but read the reviews.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like...
I didn't read the reviews.
Mr. Sorkin.
Yeah.
The Times keeps telling me to have to pay for it, and I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I'll have to read the review next month.
We all know that story. We all know that struggle.
Going to the reviews, I'm just like, oh, no.
All right.
The reviews shouldn't be behind a paywall. Anyway, I'll just buy a paper.
extra.
Best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical.
Actors in musicals.
Yes.
Ben Platt for Parade.
Correct.
Josh Groban for Sweeney Todd.
Correct.
Wait, what?
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Thank you.
Can't wait for that at the Day of the Tonys when everyone's reading the full name of Sweeney Todd.
I know. They did it this morning and it was like...
Bryce...
Also, like, I commend Lea Michele. She was at the Met Gala last night and then read the Tony noms this morning.
Good for her.
I didn't sleep.
She works. Brian D'Arcy James for Into the Woods.
Yep.
Three more.
Is it somebody for Shucked?
No.
Who else is in a musical?
Think of.
Oh, it's got to be somebody from Some Like It Hot.
Yes.
Jay Harrison Gee.
Yes.
And
whoever plays the other guy.
Christian Borle,
great. Yep. And then who's the sixth? What show is it from?
Another nominated show. about where we live.
New York.
Yes.
Who stars in New York?
Colton Ryan.
Oh, I'm so bad at this. Colton Ryan's lovely.
You got a lot of them, so that I wouldn't say you're bad at it.
All right, here's Kevin's wheelhouse. Wheelhouse? Is that what I just said?
The wheels house.
Performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical.
Victoria Clark in Kimberly Kimbo.
Yeah.
Annalee Ashford for Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yes.
I don't know if this is true, but I'm guessing it's Sarah Bareilles for Into the Woods.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two more.
Number four is... Is it somebody from a revival?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it somebody from a revival that was not nominated in a lot of other categories?
It was nominated in a lot of other categories.
Funny. Okay. Is it someone from Shucked?
No. Not a revival.
Oh, sorry.
But there's also one that's not a revival.
That's true.
But it's also not
Shucked. Revival. Oh, Michaela Diamond.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
If I said that right, I think I did. Michaela.
Yeah.
How many more do I have? One more?
One more.
Is she from Smells Like It Hot?
No.
Is she from... Oh, is it Betsy Wolf?
No. Right Show.
Is it the lovely gal who plays Juliet?
Yeah, Lorna Courtney.
Thank you.
Actually, great segue into supporting actress in a musical.
Oh, yeah. So Betsy Wolf got her nom?
She did.
Love that for her. She's been working hard the past few years. Girl's hoofing.
You also mentioned someone else that's nominated in this category.
A female. Oh, is it somebody from Shucked?
No, the other show. You mentioned it. You said, oh, was the lead female on this show nominated?
And she was nominated for supporting?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Philippa Sue?
No, you said this.
She's not nominated.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's the woman Natasha Yvette Williams from Some Like It Hot that you just previously mentioned.
Oh yes, that's who I meant. I knew she was
three more.
Three more.
Three more
featured actresses.
Oh, what's her name? She's incredible. She was the beggar woman in Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yes,
Ruthie Ann Miles.
She was incredible. She definitely deserves that.
One of these was a former guest on the podcast, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie Milligan?
Yes.
Oh my God, she should definitely win. I'm also guessing Julia
Lester.
Lester, thank you.
From Into the Woods.
Junior.
Well, she is in High School Musical, the musical.
And is there one more?
No, that's it.
Yes.
Okay, featured actor in a musical.
Please tell me that the boy from Kimberly Akimbo got nominated.
Justin Cooley, I want him to win so bad.
He's so good.
He plays the tuba.
It's just one of those moments where, like, the perfect role goes to the perfect actor, and it just fits like a glove.
Yes.
It's so good. All right, he should definitely be a front runner. Yes. The other guy from Some Like It Hot, I'm guessing, is nominated for this.
Kevin De La Guila.
Yep.
I have not seen that show.
I haven't either yet. Is Alex Newell nominated in this category?
Yeah, he is.
And then is Gray Henson nominated?
No.
Great.
But someone else from that show.
Kevin Calhoun!
Yes!
Happy for him.
I love that for him. And then one more guy.
Yes, from the beautiful Lincoln Center. A beautiful
man. Oh, God, the guy who plays Lancelot, who has the most gorgeous voice.
Jordan Donica, yeah.
With the long hair.
Uh-huh. He's pretty. Yep.
Good for him.
I've been on the subway with him a few times.
Good for him.
Good for him. Bad Ham. Oh my God. I did okay.
You did
great.
I had a basic idea of what was coming.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
All right, let's
you.
Go to orchestrations. I'm just kidding.
Jonathan Tunick and just Jonathan Tunick for everything.
Well, unfortunately, no. He's not.
Right. Alex, what's his name?
No, also nothing this year.
Oh.
Lacamoire.
Mr. There's Lacamoire.
Charlie Rosen.
Yeah.
There forever.
But that has been Kay's
Kevin's
corner.
In his corner.
Kevin's in his corner.
Did I earn my corner back? You guys tell us though.
You did good.
This morning when I like saw the nominees coming out, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in such like baby land.
But I will say, based on that, most of your excited reactions were from Kimberly Akimbo. So I think that also solidified what I want to see.
That show is so good.
Justin Cooley.
You know what?
You just gotta go see it.
I went on a date to see that show, and it wasn't like an overall successful date in the end. But that, like, that.
Did you go on a second date?
Guys, today Tix just sent me a notification on my phone that said, still want to see Kimberly Akimbo on Broadway? Get tickets now.
It's listening.
Whoa, that was wild.
But yes, you do. So get yourself tickets.
Okay, cool. Well, on that note, that does bring us to the end of our episode.
But that's okay. We got a lot more coming up. It's season 5, baby. Things are happening and people are dying and not dying.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We don't want to spoil anything.
You don't know.
Yeah. Thank you so much for always listening and being our listeners of the show. We really appreciate you. You can find us wherever you get podcasts, on Stitcher, Spotify, of course, on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
And as you all absolutely know and remember very vividly, there's no reason to not remember that we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
It's, you know, what 'twas Pirelli's miracle elixir. That would do the trick, sir. True, sir, true. Was it quick, sir? It did it in a tick, sir. Just like an elixir ought to do.
Pour a bottle, I don't know.
On that note, we raise our glass and we say...
Our Dr. Pepper.
Zoot-doo-wah.
Cheers.
You're an evil twin.
You're maybe an evil twin?
Maybe I'll have an evil twin. Or
the soap opera moment for...
Or, yeah, instead of dying, that's like really extreme. Like maybe this year I'll just have like...
a Broadway-wasted soap opera for the summer when I'm on.
Yeah, maybe I'll like a secret past come out.
Did you ever see the movie Beer Fest where one of them drowns in a vat of beer? And then their twin brother comes on. It's like, I'm just like the first guy. I just know all your names, so you don't have to like introduce each other. And I'm better at drinking beer. It was very funny.
Oh my God, that's really good. Yeah. I should watch that, Beer Fest.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.